With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. An oppressive heat wave will be hitting large parts of the U.S. this week.
Stifling heat is already enveloping residents in the southwest, and it's moving east to settle in for the rest of the week. Temperatures in Phoenix have been in the triple digits. As the heat wave spreads eastward, the National Weather Service says temperatures in Washington, D.C. and the rest of the Mid-Atlantic, as well as New England, we're likely to see highs in the mid to upper 90s as the week progresses, with excessive humidity making it feel even more oppressive. And forecasters say nighttime temperatures will not give much relief. They say extreme heat is the number one weather-related killer, and to take precautions. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, there's been a development that could affect the war in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has done away with his war cabinet.
The move follows the departure from the government of Benny Gantz, an opposition lawmaker who joined the coalition in the early days of the war. He had demanded that a small cabinet be formed as a way of sidelining lawmakers in Netanyahu's government. The officials add, going forward, Netanyahu would hold smaller forums with some of his government members for sensitive issues. I'm Charles Villadesma.
The U.S. Surgeon General has called on Congress to require warning labels on social media platforms, similar to those now mandatory on cigarette boxes. In a New York Times opinion piece, Dr. Vivek Murthy said that social media is a contributing factor in the mental health crisis among young people. North Korean state media says Russian President Putin will arrive in the country tomorrow for a two-day visit. That would be his first trip to North Korea in 24 years. This is SRN News. Abortion is a religious issue, as we hear now from SRN's Michael Harrington.
The Pew Research Center has the proof in black and white. Their latest poll indicates that in countries that are more religious, people are more pro-life. In nations where religion is less of a factor, people favor abortion. Pew says, quote, 99% of Nigerians say religion is important in their lives, and only 8% say abortion should be legal. On the opposite end of the spectrum, only 20% of Swedes see religion as important, and 95% support abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The California Senate has approved a bill that would ban school districts from requiring teachers to notify parents if their child asks to go by a new pronoun at school. The legislation applies to any policies that require school staff to disclose a student's sexual orientation or so-called gender identity to anyone else without the child's permission. This is SRN News. The deadly implosion of an experimental submersible en route to the deep-sea grave of the Titanic last June has not dulled the desire for ocean exploration.
Tuesday marks 1 year since the Titan vanished on its way to the historic wreckage site. The U.S. Coast Guard quickly convened a high-level investigation into the disaster, but officials said no results will be released for at least another 2 months. The implosion killed the submersible's operator, Stockton Rush, and four others.
Correspondent Jeremy House reports family, friends, and fellow sea explorers plan to hold both public and private ceremonies this week to honor those victims. A passenger plane landed safely at a New Zealand airport today after a fire shut down one of its engines. There were 67 passengers and 6 crew members aboard the Boeing 737-800 jet bound for Australia. More details at SRNnews.com.